Well, this is what's going on. The new Making Home Affordable Alternatives supplement is coming out in June 1st. And what they're saying is that people who go to short sale with no deficiency balance, meaning the bank is waiving the amount between what they accept and what the original mortgage is, people who have never had a late payment on the loan in their history will have a neutral rating on the credit report, meaning it's not going to drop credit scores hundreds of points. This is what they're saying.
Wait, slow down. So if you never had a late payment.
If you never had a late payment on your mortgage loan,
okay,
that's now being short sold, and the bank is taking less.
So I'm doing a short sale, and usually when you're doing a short sale, it is because you're late. Okay, but I'm one of the people that is forced to do a short sale, but I've paid every payment on time.
That's right.
So you couldn't be late. It's going to limit a lot of people.
Yes, but...
But it's a good thing. So, okay, yeah. So just explain. So I...
So
I'm
let's,
doing a short
I'll give
sale.
You an example.
Give us an example.
Okay, let's say a couple who wants to retire owns a house and their mortgage is $600,000. Well, let's make it lower, $400,000. And the house is worth $300,000. So they decide they're not going to sell the house because they can't, they don't want to ruin
right.
their credit. And that's what's going to happen if they short sale right now. If they short sold right now, their credit scores would drop, if they had a 780 score, down to a 650.
Wow.
Over 100 points.
Yeah, that's
and
a lot.
It would take 7 years to naturally recover from that. So what this new program is saying, which... We can't know exactly what's going to happen until it comes through in June 1st. They're saying that if this couple now in June has a better option because they could short sale their house and the bank will forgive, hopefully, the $100,000 on the balance that they're not going to sell their house for. So let's say they sell it for $300,000, the mortgage is $400,000, the bank forgives the $100,000 that they're not going to receive. What will happen to the credit score, the credit rating is, it will now be showing up as a 13 rating, which is a neutral rating, as opposed to a settled account, which is a drop of over 100 points if you have a high credit score.
Wow.
So what that means is this is going to be a great option for a lot of people who maybe couldn't do it.
Right. Now, you're hearing that. I mean, it's not, it's supposed to happen when? In June?
It's supposed, they're saying June 2011. This is from the actual government site, Making Home Affordable Program, site that offers solutions for people who want to go to foreclosure and deed of,
Now, what is that site again? Because you know what? One of the things that I find really amazing, there's so many sites with so many, you know, there's like information overload.
Right.
Like, where do you know to find out all this information? So you should, well, Tracy, your site is on my Douglas Elliman website, but it's also on the WOR website. And if they email you or you'll email them the site number.
Yes.
But we want to tell you that it hasn't happened yet. It's supposed to happen.
Yes. This is what they're telling us is going to happen in June, on June 1st of this year.
Yeah. So,
and these are the HAFA rules.
What's that? What are they?
They're called the HAFA rules. So
H-A-F-A?
It's Making Home Affordable Alternatives, and it's the foreclosure alternative. Okay? This is the foreclosure alternative, which is a short sale, an alternative to a foreclosure. And if you just Google HAFA rules, you'll find the site, the government site that's talking
Tracy,
about this.
Tracy, will you leave all that information?
Yes, I'll leave all that information.
I've got some more questions for you about that and some other things that we were talking about.
So should we talk about the making home affordable for the people who have late payments? And
well, we can talk about it. As again, I want to make sure, you know, I'm very careful about because in the world we live in, you know, you hear a lot of things, and until it actually happens, I'm hesitant to say to go out. You can't do it yet, and that's proposed. They're proposing it. What are they proposing for people who have late payments?
Well, the thing is, the site is makinghomeaffordable.gov. That's the site that this is all from. And what's going to happen is if you have one late payment, two late payments, or 30, you're going to have a negative credit rating and your score is going to drop hundreds of points.
Right.
If you do a short sale. It's not going to change that.
Well, didn't we talk about the people say, what's better, Dottie, should I foreclose or do a short sale? And we said, well, it's better to do a short sale because at least you're a little bit more in control. Like you can,
yes.
They're not sending you the letter that they're throwing you out of the house on April 1st. But, well, that's April Fool's Day.
And you also won't have to wait as long to get a mortgage if you do a short sale as opposed to
right,
a foreclosure.
Right, but it still wrecks your credit.
Yes, it still wrecks your credit. But from what they're saying, and of course we have to see exactly whether what they say is
right.
true or not, they're saying that once you go to short sale, if you've never been late, and the government, not the government, and the creditor or the bank waives the deficiency balance, it will be unrated on your credit report and your scores will not drop dramatically.
So
what does that mean?
It means it's...
What does it not drop dramatically mean? I mean, I know what it means, but again, does that mean it only drops 10 points? Does that mean it drops like 50 instead of 100?
This is the difference. If you had a short sale and it was the old way, your score would drop hundreds of points. The higher your credit score, the more it would drop. Now, the only thing that it could affect is, let's say you only have a mortgage and a credit card, and your mortgage closes. Your score drops because you have less variety of credit. So that's why I say it won't drop as devastatingly as it would have if you had a short sale prior to this. It depends on your whole credit rating, but it's going to be neutral. So if you have 10 accounts and you close your mortgage, it's paid, and it's a short sale, you've never had a late payment on that mortgage, it's going to be a neutral rating. It probably won't drop your credit score at all. Which means
that was really wonderful news. And Tracy, I'm going to ask you to really please keep us posted.
I will please.